Two guys, one phone. We're back with our second Eagles bit.
And the wind picked up.
Right when we clicked record.
Still better than the music we're going to be listening to. Namely, Take It Easy. What a shit song by a shit band, really. I mean, they have some decent songs, but yeah. Anyway, this is not one of them. Can we agree on that, at least?
Yeah, we can agree.
This is a shit song.
I like most of their other songs, but not this one.
Yeah, okay.
If it comes on the radio, I'm going to sing along to it.
Okay, but I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to turn it off. But
I wouldn't want to go on a road trip with you then.
Okay, I know. I'll be missing out on all those flyover states.
I was thinking Kansas. Ohio. For my next terminus would be Kansas. Just drive straight to Kansas and turn back.
Yeah, I'm going to be missing out. But we'll hear the stories.
Yeah. I'll bring them back.
Let's fucking do it. Let's get it over with.
Delve into the song.
Not good.
Listening to it?
Believe me, not good. As Trump would say.
Not good.
Not good. Believe me, not good. Turns out, I don't know if you knew this, but this is a song about you shouldn't get too big too fast. That's what the songwriter, a guy named Glenn Frey or something.
Glenn Fry, you fucking
Glenn Frey,
idiot.
I don't know
Glenn
who that is.
Glenn Frey.
Nobody knows who
Everybody
is.
Knows who Glenn no Frey name. Is.
Glenn Frey, it says Frey with
yeah,
an E.
Yeah, but that's how you say and it, Frey.
Why? Why can't you just pronounce it?
Because that's the way his name. It's spelled. It's Glenn Frey.
Well, yeah, I hope it fries in eternity. But you shouldn't get too big too fast. That's what this song is about.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, of course
that's not.
It was their first song.
No.
So they already, it was the first hit.
What?
Yeah, I think so. That's what it says. In 72. So they already knew. But like, what kind of advice is that? Oh, don't get too big too fast. All right. We'll slow down.
Be smaller.
It's not something that we have to worry about. Well, I'm running down the road, trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
Butcher.
4 that want to owe me.
2 that want to stone me.
Oh, now you're going to sing along. Now you're going to sing
along.
Come on,
it's a great song. Not as good as their other
songs. 4 that want to owe me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. So he's like a trucker, right?
Sure.
And he's trying to loosen his load.
Yeah.
And get rid of his load. And he got 7 women on his mind. 4 that want to owe me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Turns out, the 7 women, those are the days of the week.
Ah.
That's what he says. And Monday through Thursday, that's the work week. So, 4 that want to own me, because those days they want to own him.
No.
Because he's a worker, he has to work. And then Friday and Saturday, he's out partying, and those days they want to stone him. I don't know why is that stoning?
That would be like
and on Sunday, he should be going to church, and Sunday wants to be his friend. And help him get through life with the word of God. So there's 7 women on his mind. 4 that want to owe me are the days. And then 2 that want to stone me. And 1 says he's a friend of mine.
I thought he just had I thought he had 4 women that loved him. 2 that absolutely despised him. And 1 that just wanted to be friends.
No. He's thinking about... He's thinking about 7 days of the week.
Oh, no.
And he's thinking about, you have Monday, Thursday, and just on repeat
they own me for hours.
Yeah, they own me. But then Friday, why would the Friday, just because you go out, that means you want to stone? We're not in Iran. What do you mean? You don't get stoned for going out. It's like the devil because he goes
out. But he might get stoned.
Yeah, he might get stoned, but he doesn't get stoned.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he sees a friend of mine, that's Sunday. So that's
why
what he's thinking
Sunday
about. Because that's the day of God.
A friendly day.
It's a friendly day.
Oh, no. What are the Eagles
take
doing?
Take it easy, take it easy.
Oh, just, oh my God.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. So, yeah, he's taking it easy, but he's thinking about those days. But now he's giving himself advice or something, I guess.
Because he's singing to himself while he's driving
the truck. Take it easy,
take
it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Yeah, don't let the sound of your wheels drive you crazy. Well, turn the radio on or something.
Yeah.
Not this song.
Wow.
But anything else.
Mm.
But your own wheels, yeah. They're his wheels. There's not, yeah.
Other wheels.
Not other wheels.
I don't
but
know
what does it have to do with like the days of the week?
Exactly. I don't know what the days of the week have to do with anything. Why he involved them at all.
Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. So now we're getting life advice. Just lighten up. Just relax. But he was just complaining about the days of the week. That they want to own him. That's not relaxing at all.
No.
And also, yeah, you have like a delivery to make. It's not relaxing. You're constantly driving.
Don't try to understand.
Stressful existence.
Yeah, of course.
So what does it have
to
do with anything?
You got to make deadlines.
So now this trucker is giving us advice on how to live life.
There's like trucker speed all day long.
Yeah. But lighten up while you still can. Because at some point it's too late to lighten up.
Lighten up, man. Yeah, well, a certain point, you're just grandfather, like, you can't do it anymore. Right. You're in too deep.
Yeah, you're in too deep, and then, yeah, you also don't even try to understand.
Hmm.
Like, don't try to understand what? Speak for yourself. Like, he might not understand stuff very
we
well.
We can't really
But we can still understand stuff. Not this song.
No.
But he just said, yeah, just find a place and commit to something.
What?
Find a place and commit to something, make your stand, and build your life. But he's a trucker. It's like the opposite of what they do. They aren't always on the move.
They don't do that at all.
No, they're always on the move. And what kind of a shitty... So now he's giving us life advice. Ah, relax. You know, just take it easy.
Take it easy, man.
Just you know, settle down somewhere and don't worry about anything. But he is constantly worrying about
going
crazy and the days of the week that are on his mind.
What an idiot. Well, I'm a standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Have you ever been there?
No, not that I know of. I don't think so.
I have.
Have you?
It's
probably in like the...
It's like right on the side of I-4.
The least desirable part, because you haven't been to the canyon, right? Like, you've driven through Arizona like 5 times,
yeah.
Didn't see the canyon, right? Or anything else, like Monument Valley or something. Nothing.
I mean, I went to Tucson.
Did you really?
Okay. I stayed the night in Tucson.
Okay.
And yeah, I went to Yuma.
Oh, really?
I saw the
Yuma. I don't even know.
I went to the prison in Yuma. It's a museum.
Ah.
Like an old West cowboy prison.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That's all I did there. That's all I've ever done in Arizona. But I stopped in Winslow, Arizona.
Oh, at least you stopped in
Winslow. It's right
on the
side of the interstate.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's just like a place you stop to get gas, which is why he's there, probably because he's a trucker going across the interstate.
Yeah. Then why is he just standing there?
I don't know.
He's on a corner and doing what?
He's just hanging out, but they actually have the corner there, and they have a statue of Glenn
how
Frey.
How fucking pathetic!
And they
this
have
is
like
your
a
claim.
Flatbed Ford in the window. That's the task.
Did you go there? Did you go? Did you see it?
Of course, I saw it.
Oh no! So that's the one thing you visited in Arizona, not the canyon. That's kind of sad.
For me or for the town?
Well, for both.
It was pretty cool.
That's your claim to fame, because the Eagles use you, because it just. Corner, because it kind of rhymed.
Town.
Yeah, because it rhymed with corner. He wasn't actually a truck. He's never even been to Winslow himself.
Ah,
it's just corner, Winslow, Arizona. Like, they had to just come up with something to pick the random spot. There's no actual connection to anything. It's not even like he's from there or ever like
went there.
Before. No, of course not. It's just like John Denver with West Virginia. That he's never been to.
You're right.
Yeah, of course not.
Damn it.
But they embraced it.
They still embrace it.
Because of this shit song.
And they're a shit town. They got nothing else going on for them.
Okay.
Sorry, Winslow. It's such a fine sight to see. is that like Winslow?
No.
Is a fine sight to see?
No, the girl.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
So the girl's driving around, and he is standing on the corner, and the girls are eyeing him.
She slows down in the big truck and looks at him.
Like maybe cat calls him.
Right. Yeah, like whistles.
Whistle. So he is standing on the corner, and all these, and this girl drives by in a flatbed Ford.
Actually, already don't expect, and then starts catcalling him.
Slows down.
Oh,
I like what I like, see. Yeah. How you doing? And he's just standing there on the. Isn't like why? Why is he standing on a corner?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just smoking, probably.
Doesn't he have to deliver? He has a delivery to make somewhere. No. He's just hanging out.
Just hanging out there.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. So like she's thinking about, you know, picking him up.
But it started to rain out of nowhere.
Yeah, right out like nice like, sunny day.
As soon as he started recording, the weather has
turned to shit.
Turned to shit out of nowhere. It was supposed to be nice and sunny. So now I'm sitting here in the rain.
With me.
Check. With you. Check. Listening to the fucking Eagles.
It sounds like a pretty good day.
And that's on a weekend. That's not even work.
We're not even getting paid.
This either.
Is all for free.
Ah.
But come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is going to save me. So, yeah, like, don't just drive away.
Yeah, don't drive away. So he calls after, hey. Where are you going?
Don't say maybe, baby. Like, just pick me up. So we may lose, we may win, though we will never be here again. So open up. I'm climbing in. So take it easy. So he's just like, open up your truck. Like, he's climbing into the truck.
He is. So she's driving around, and he's just jumping in. But he has to convince her still.
Yeah.
And then to get in the car with her, and she's driving.
Yeah.
And he's just
never be there again.
And no, she might never be there again. And then, there's also a vulture flying over us right now.
This is a weird.
This is very ominous. Like the signs, the signs.
The big black vulture.
Vulture, I didn't even know.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, vulture. But yeah, and now it's gone. I don't know. That was kind of strange. But so he is. He has
heard the Eagles
her.
And thought something was dying.
Oh, yeah. Would have been, I mean, at least having an eagle fly over.
That would have made sense.
That would have been better. But, they heard the eagles.
They heard the sound of the eagles.
That's like an animal dying. Like a last call. But he is standing on a corner. Oh, yeah. And he just hopes that, like, a random girl is driving around. Picking up guys
in
Winslow, Arizona, and lo and behold, there she is in a flatbed Ford.
Yeah.
And then she is picking him up. Well, she's checking him out. She is checking him out, but then he has to convince her, hey, let me in your car. Like, what kind of a.
Yeah.
It's usually the other way around. Yeah, while you are driving.
Well,
usually it shouldn't happen anyway, but I mean, it's more likely that you're driving and checking at the girls. Hey, come in my car. No. Hey, let me go into your car.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, where is his car? What the fuck is he on? And what does it have to do with taking it easy and, like, settling down somewhere and, like, days of the week?
It does have it.
Like, yeah. It went from life advice to now it's just a random story about him being picked up by a girl that he then has to convince to let him
in
her truck,
the truck,
and then where are they going? Like,
that's it. That's the song.
No, there's another verse. There's another verse.
It's the same thing we've already heard.
No,
down the road trying to loosen my.
No, I got a world of trouble on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to listen to the music. I got a world of trouble on my mind. So now he has a world of trouble. Like, I don't. What do you mean?
Is he with the woman trouble? Now, or is he back in his truck?
I don't know. And now he has a world of trouble on his mind. But that's not taking it easy at all. If you have a world of trouble and taking it easy, they're almost kind of opposites.
They clash.
Yeah. And then looking for a lover who won't blow my cover, she's so hard to find. So it wasn't like the flatbed girl.
It wasn't.
It wasn't her.
What is a lover that is gonna blow your cover?
What cover is about to be blown? Or would she blow? Is he like?
Wouldn't you want her to blow?
Yeah, but I think his cover in his case, like, is he like a spy or something? Or what?
What is the cover?
Looking for a lover that won't blow my cover. Like, to whom? Like, what is it?
I don't get it.
She's so hard to find, and then take it easy.
So that lover in the flatbed Ford, she was gonna blow his cover.
She was gonna blow his cover. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get in the truck, guys. It wasn't because she just didn't slow down for me. It's because I knew she was going to blow my cover.
She was going to blow my cover. Couldn't do it. And then take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. And then come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I've got to know if your sweet love is going to save me. Is he talking to the flatbed girl again now?
I don't know what he's on.
Because he's still looking for a lover. Is he in the truck with her? Nah. But look at the vulture. It's circling over
it's
our head.
It's circling us. It's definitely the music.
I don't know.
It's Glenn Frey's voice.
Glenn Frey. Right, the Frey.
The Frey
is a better band than the Eagles. All right.
All right, you heard it here first. Stay tuned for more Eagles. Two guys on phone.